chairperson of the organization Freedom Under Law, former judge Johan Krichler, is calling for Western Cape Judge President Justice John Hlophe to be suspended. The call, of course, coming after he acquitted ANC MP Bongani Bongo on the bribery and corruption charges against him. Krichler says Hlophe is biased in his rulings and therefore unfit to be a judge, since he also attempted to pervert the course of justice against former President Jacob Zuma. Involving former President Jacob Zuma 13 years ago. For further perspective on this, we're joined on the line by Professor Koos Malan, Professor of Public Law at the University of Pretoria. Professor, good morning and welcome to the show, firstly.
Good morning, Udo. Thank you.
Good to have you on. Can we maybe just, in a nutshell, begin to look at Freedom Under Law, the case that they're making, the judgment by Justice Hlophe in question in relation to Vanara? What leaves Krichler to conclude that his ruling was perverse in that case?
Okay, I think that's the appropriate point to start off, yeah. You see, what happened in this particular case, Udo, is that this was not a normal acquittal, so to say. Mm. Yes, what has happened in this case does happen in a fairly large percentage of cases. Namely, that the accused is not acquitted after an entire trial. He has never put onto his defense. Mm. He never gave any evidence. This is what normally happens in a case. A criminal case starts off with the charge being put to the accused, the plea, and if it's a plea of not guilty, then after that follows the state's case, which consists of evidence being led, cross-examination, the second witness, the third witness, how many witnesses there might be. Mm. And then that concludes the state's case. After that, in a normal course of events, the accused, in this case Bongo, had to testify, putting his version of the case, where after he's cross-examined, obviously by the state prosecutor, if it's in the High Court, it's a state advocate, but that's basically the same office. And then after that, after all the evidence also adduced on the side of the accused, a verdict follows of guilty or not guilty. But in this case, this didn't happen. The state adduced their evidence, and on conclusion of the state's case, under a section, namely section 174 of the Criminal Procedure Act, the defense, Advocate Helens, moved for the acquittal of the of Bongo, arguing that there was no case made that actually calls for an answer. Now, that happens quite often. But this really happens only in a situation where the state's case was so entirely weak that no reasonable court would come to a conclusion that there might be any chance of a person being found guilty. Mm-hmm. Now, Krichler is not satisfied with that. Neither are a couple of other people. I witnessed here earlier this week also an article by Advocate Paul Hoffman in which he strongly objected to the way in which Judge Hlophe went about in this case.
Okay.
Because indications are that there was in fact sufficient evidence at least to put Bongo on his defense. Now, then bring out a verdict afterwards, after his evidence, after he properly also put his case. This didn't happen here, and this is the basis for strong question marks over the impartiality of the justice Hlophe.
Professor, I suppose then the next logical question would be, why not just appeal against this decision and defer a decision around this ruling to the relevant authority? So part one of that, why not just appeal?
Yeah. That's the obvious question, and that's also the defense side to say the argument that Bongo came forward with. The problem, however, is that an appeal in a case like this of in a case of a 174 acquittal is a very strange thing. Actually, it's very very difficult to actually do that, simply because you do not have an opposing version.
Mm.
Okay, and the only thing that a court can do, if there is such an appeal, and it is in principle possible, there can be such an appeal. But the only thing that can happen following such an appeal is that a court of appeal, which in this case would be the Supreme Court of Appeal, would say, I do not agree with the 174 acquittal, and I refer the case back to the High Court for a retrial. Now, a court would not easily be inclined to do that for a very simple reason, and that is that you put the accused on jeopardy again for a second trial, precisely for that reason. That is why people are so exasperated with Schloppe, because all this could have been avoided had he ordered that the trial continue and that Bongo had to testify.
Okay,
so that basically is the reason. But that does not rule out in principle that an appeal can be can follow in this case. And I suppose that is what is supposed to be happening. I agree that there might be strong question marks, very, very dark question marks over the conduct of Schloppe. But it is not so easy to just forthright come to the conclusion that there was bias. There's an indication that there might have been, but it's one cannot conclusively state that.
Now settle for us in terms of who the proper arbiter should be of that very issue. In South African law, who then has that authority to say he was biased, it's a perverse ruling, he should not be on the bench?
Okay. Right. If it's if there's no appeal, let's say no appeal follows, then a complaint is lodged with the Judicial Service Commission. Yep. Okay, which is the commission in terms of Section 174 of the Constitution, a constitutional institution, which is mandated with a number of responsibilities relating to the judiciary, amongst others, disciplining of judges. Mm. Okay, but the problem with the Judicial Service Commission, and that's really a problem that Krichler also has, and for that I really have sympathy for him, and I think that's a view that's being shared very widely in the legal profession, also in academia. This is that the Judicial Service Commission, and this is actually a more serious issue than Schloppe himself, this is that the Judicial Service Commission has, up to now, even though the expectations on the conduct of the commission was obviously much higher, up to now has actually proven itself not to be very effective, not to be very very impartial, especially with regard specifically to Schloppe himself. In this case, one should call into memory precisely what Judge Krichler said, namely that there was a complaint back already in 2008 after Schloppe has visited judges of the Constitutional Court trying to influence them in relation to a pending case that pertained to Zuma, former President Zuma. Up to now, nothing has been done about the case, save for the fact that the Judicial Services Commission has actually gone out of its way to avert a proper investigation into the case. So that really cast a doubt on the JSC's ability and competence to actually adjudicate a case this.
Am I right in saying that ultimately, if Justice Schloppe isn't held to account in a court of law for those particular charges, nothing really can happen here?
Well, okay, he's not in the first place going to be held accountable in a court of law, okay? Mm. It is possible, but the procedure that actually has been created is the procedure in relation to the Judicial Service Commission. That's the watchdog, amongst others, of the judiciary, of judges such as Schloppe and so on. So if that institution malfunctions, which it has proven to do, then one really has a problem. Then one has what is very often referred to as a constitutional crisis. I mean, the proper functioning of a constitution depends on the proper functioning of the institutions, the bodies, and so on, who are mandated to carry out certain responsibilities in terms of the constitution, such as this one. And the problem is that such an august, nothing but that, an august institution like the JSC has proven to be a debilitated institution who is simply, in many cases, not doing its job. That's a serious thing to say, but there's ample evidence indicating that that is in fact the case. So in other words, in a nutshell, what we have here is a problem relating Schloppe. There's no question about that. There's a huge amount of allegations against him, a lot of evidence against him in relation not only to these two cases that we've mentioned relating to Bongo and his visit to the his attempt to influence the judges of the Constitutional Court. No, many other cases too, but that's the first one. That is Schloppe. Mm. But the main thing actually is that we have here a malfunctioning of the Judicial Service Commission, because that's the watchdog commission. So that's a malfunction not only of a single person, but of a body as such, which is really serious.
Very, very interesting indeed. Professor Koos Malan, so early on a Sunday morning, thank you for coming through on The Weekend View.
It's my pleasure.
There we go. Professor of Public Law at the University of Pretoria.